It'd be great to have you on and just have you. I mean, there's quite a story behind all this. Why don't you start from the beginning and tell me about what happened?
Well, I was always a skeptic like you were. And that was the furthest thing from my mind was anything about UFOs. My career was in show business and music. And I was in Denver, Colorado, and we were to open a new club there called King Cole. And this was in, as near as I can figure, 1985. And the club hadn't been completely remodeled yet, and we were going to have about 3 days off. My brother and I, we did a musical comedy duo. And I wanted to take a few days off and go to Vegas. And we only had one car, and my brother didn't want to go. So we left the car with him, and I was going to take a bus. And I met this young lady at the hotel, and she said, "I live in Vegas. I'm going back there tonight. If you would like to ride along with me, you're welcome."
Oh, well, there's an offer.
Yeah, so I did. And I was asleep. She was driving in her car, and we left Denver. And I was asleep. It was a evening, and it was really, really nice air. It had been hot all day.
Where were you roughly?
Well, when she woke me up, we were outside of Grand Junction,
Okay.
east of Grand Junction.
Right.
And she asked me what this light was up ahead. Well, there was a railroad track on the right-hand side of the road. And when I saw the light, it was small.
This would be about what time of morning?
I'd say about 2 o'clock in the morning.
2 in the morning.
And no traffic, and it's a nice clear night, and you could see forever even without headlights. But our headlights were on. But what I told her was I thought there was a railroad light, and I went back to sleep. Now, the light must have been doing some pretty strange things because she woke me up again, and she was just terrified.
She was still stopped or had still
No,
been.
she was driving. She was still
She
driving.
was still driving, all right.
And she woke me up again. She said, "That's not a railroad light." And I looked, and sure enough, I don't know if you've ever seen the sun when it was going down, and it's a bright, bright red.
Sure.
It was about that size.
Oh.
And I said, "Yeah, you're right."
So
So
about
I,
the size of the sun
yes.
in okay.
And I said, I'll stay awake and watch this thing." Well, as we got closer, we rounded a curve in the highway, and the light turned out to be on the left-hand side. And as we got closer, it got huge. And I reached over and shut the headlights off. There was no traffic on this was old Highway 6, and there was no traffic, and I just felt it was safe to do that.